Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, let's go right out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. You and I have many, many strengths, I feel like, but one of those is definitely not younger baseball prospects, like scouting reports, things like that, like even knowing who these people are in some situations. And I would imagine we're not alone. So here to give us the lowdown, hopefully, is Dan Zielinski from the Baseball Prospect Journal, here to talk about the return for Adam Frazier, and also to talk about the Pirates draft, which I think opened a lot of eyes. Dan is on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. It's baseballprospectjournal.com. Dan, how are you today?
Good. I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Absolutely, man. Love the website. And a lot of people wondering about this trade. We didn't even know how to pronounce these names because we've never heard of these guys. But Tucapita Marcano is apparently the headliner here. Jack Suwinski is a guy who's having a decent minor league season. And then the pitcher, whose name I can't pronounce, is, I guess, having a pretty good year in, not as far as control, but as far as strikeouts go, in single A. What do you make of the return? Mikel Mileno, I believe, is his name. What did you make of the return for Adam Frazier?
Yeah, that's overall a pretty good summary of this trade. But when you look at the return, teams just aren't giving up elite prospects like they used to. And for a guy like Adam Frazier, I think it was a good return. The Pirates have been on Marcano for a while now. They were interested in him when they dealt Joe Musgrove to the Padres. So overall, I think this was a pretty good return. I think Marcano is a guy who, ceiling-wise, it's kind of similar to Adam Frazier. I think he can be a guy who is more of a top-of-the-order bat, doesn't have tons of power, but has a great feel of the strike zone, very limited in terms of striking out, definitely has great plate discipline, and someone who can be a utility guy, but I think profiles best at second base. But overall, I think this was a good return for Frazier, and I think definitely helps the Pirates as they continue their rebuild process.
How do you look at their farm system overall? You know, we heard it was near the bottom, and now it's top five. Some people even say a little bit higher. From top to bottom, how good is the Pirates farm system?
That's a great question. I think before the draft, before this trade, you could easily have made a case the Pirates were a top 10 farm system. But I think now with this trade, and I really like what they did in the draft, adding a lot of quality players, I think you have to make the case that they're a top five farm system, and who knows, by the end of this trade deadline could maybe be a top three farm system. But I definitely like the job the new front office has done over the last couple of years, and I think the Pirates are definitely headed in the right direction.
Tell me about these other guys, Dan, from this trade. Like which one would you guess had the better chance to be a good major leaguer? We have Jack Suwinski, a 22-year-old outfielder who apparently is having a really good year in Class AA, tied for 10th in the league in home runs. And then Mileno, who's a 21-year-old. He walks all kinds of people, but I can't help but notice that he's striking out two people per inning. I mean, that's insane. So which one of these guys would entice you more?
I think the better bet to get to the major leagues and be a contributor is Jack Suwinski. He's an outfielder, 22 years old at AA. I really like his frame at 6'2", 206, left-handed pitcher. As you said, he's had a really good year at AA so far and has kind of enhanced his value as a prospect. And he's definitely someone who has a compact swing, has tapped into more of that power, and I think could be a guy who, if he's not a starting outfielder, would be a fourth outfielder at the major league level as soon as maybe sometime next year. But overall, I think he's a quality player. He might not have that all-star potential necessarily, but I think he could be a solid contributor down the road. As far as Milano, like you said, he's definitely got the premium stuff. That fastball-curveball combination is legit and definitely generates a lot of strikeouts, and he's shown that capability at Class A and Class A Advanced this year. Just my biggest concern with him is his walks. If he's already walking guys in Class A, that's going to be a problem as he moves up the organizational chart. And if he does get to the major leagues, that's going to be a problem. So that's something he definitely has to work on. But I like the foundation, and now it's kind of time for the Pirates to kind of mold Milano, and hopefully they can get a late-inning reliever-type pitcher out of him maybe in 3 years down the line.
Pirates are getting rave reviews for their draft. You know, the top four guys, particularly of those top four. I mean, Henry Davis was the catcher who went first. They got a pitcher, a couple of athletes. They just announced, just word breaks that Lonnie White is going to sign with them. Who do you like best of those four? And just kind of give us a little summary of all of them.
Sure. I think the Pirates clearly had the best draft out of any team in this year's draft cycle. And obviously the Pirates had the first overall pick. They had the largest signing bonus pool allotment. And sometimes teams do a great job with that huge signing bonus amount, but some teams also struggle as well. But for this case, the Pirates did an outstanding job just accumulating talent. You can make a case that they drafted four first-round picks. For sure, three guys who would have been locked to go in the first round. That's Henry Davis, Solamento, the pitcher, and Bubba Chandler. And then Lonnie White was a guy, the outfielder from Pennsylvania. He was drawing first-round interest and was a guy that, if he wasn't going to go in the first round, probably would have been a second-round pick, but the Pirates were able to lock him up as well. I guess starting with Henry Davis, they're getting just obviously the best college bat in this past year's draft, and someone who's definitely going to bring that kind of winning culture and mindset. He's a great clubhouse guy, but on the field, he's just a well-rounded player. He can hit for average. He also hits for some power. Defensively, he's going to stick behind the plate and has that elite arm strength, too, that makes it difficult for guys to steal on. So I really like their pick with Henry Davis. He might not have as high of a ceiling as some of the prep guys that were in consideration, but he definitely has a high floor, and I think he's going to be a quick mover through the minor league system. And I think it also is just going to be a great foundation piece for potentially the next winning team in Pittsburgh. When you look at Anthony Solamento, the left-handed pitcher out of the New Jersey high school ranks, he's a guy who was a top prep left-handed pitcher in this year's draft. He's a guy who could have gone in the teens in this draft, but the Pirates were able to kind of move him down the draft boards. And he's someone who's got number two starter potential, great size at 6'5", 220. Fastball slider combination is legit, definitely gets a lot of strikeouts. And he's someone who people have compared to a Madison Bumgarner or a Mackenzie Gore, who's the top pitching prospect for the Padres, just because of his kind of unique delivery, but also because of his success on the mound as well. And then, as you guys were mentioning, Lonnie White, the news broke yesterday that he had agreed to a deal with the Pirates at $1.5 million signing bonus, which was about $500,000 above slot value. I was actually kind of surprised that that's all he got. I know, obviously, with the Pirates and their bonus pool allotment, they could only offer him so much. But I thought he might be a little bit difficult to sign away from Penn State and a two-sport commitment. But Lonnie White has a chance to be an outstanding player in the future. Love his upside, love his athleticism. He's a guy who's still raw on the baseball diamond after being a three-sport guy in high school, but there's a lot to like. First, starting with his size at 6'3", 210, 215 pounds, someone who's extremely fast, will stick in center field long-term, and offensively offers huge power potential, and he's just going to have to work on his swing and miss concerns a little bit. He needs to just consistently make contact a little bit better in pro ball. But again, I really like the athlete, and there's a lot to like in terms of a tool set. Now, again, it's just time for the Pirates to develop him, and I think they could really get one of the best players in this year's draft in Lonnie White. And then to wrap it up here, Bubba Chandler, two-way guy, right-handed pitcher, shortstop. He was a Clemson commit, also two-sport guy. He would have gone to Clemson to play quarterback and then obviously be on the baseball team. I think he profiles better on the mound, and I think that's going to be ultimately his future. Hits 97 with his fastball, and his secondary pitches are solid as well, especially his curveball. So athletic, lot to like, high potential with Bubba Chandler, and overall the Pirates, I think, had an outstanding draft this year.
Dan, we appreciate the time, man. I guess my last question would be, Tyler Anderson also on the market here, and starting pitchers are said to be, well, they're always at a premium, but this year in particular, what would be a realistic hope in a return for him?
That's a great question. I would have to assume they probably could get a couple quality prospects for him, at least one guy who's maybe a top 10 in an organization and has maybe some upside. It's going to be interesting to watch, too, because depends how quickly Max Scherzer, if he does get dealt, how soon he gets dealt, and if there's more of a premium on a guy like a Tyler Anderson. But I don't see why the Pirates couldn't get two prospects back for him, especially one prospect that's maybe has a little bit more higher risk but also a higher ceiling as well.
How about Richard Rodriguez as a setup guy? He's a closer here. Any chance of getting anything for him?
I think so. He's pitched well. He's got some team control as well. And teams always value bullpen pieces, especially the late inning guys come to trade deadline as they prepare for a postseason run. So I think Rodriguez is really an intriguing guy, and I would be shocked if he's not moved by Friday.
Tampa Bay still the consensus best farm system in the sport, even though they've called up, I guess, the number one prospect, and I think they dealt a few as well to get Nelson Cruz, right?
They did. I still would probably have them number one right now. Maybe by the end of the season that will change, but with Wander Franco still being young and still holding that prospect status, I still think they have to be the favorite. What the Rays have done with that farm system to accumulate the amount of talent they have is impressive. But, again, I think the Pirates are going to be in that mix. I think the Pirates are a top five, top three farm system probably by the end of this trade deadline.
The interview keeps getting extended, Ron, because I think I keep thinking of questions. Now, they're going to be a top five, probably. They're right around there for next year's draft. What are the defining characteristics of next year's draft? Is Elijah Green, the son of former Steelers tight end Eric Green, is he considered a generational prospect? Are there any at the top of next year's draft? And what's the buzz about next year's draft?
Yeah, so next year's draft is loaded just kind of across the board, whether that's high school talent or college talent. Like you said, Elijah Green, he's the number one prospect right now as we're kind of a year out from the draft, but he would have been the first overall pick, at least talent-wise, in this 2021 year. So Elijah Green, I like him a lot. Scouts love him as well. He's a five-tool prep player who doesn't really have many holes in his game. 6'3", 225 pounds, elite speed, exceptional arm strength in center field, and offensively has an exciting tool set and hit for power and average. So Elijah Green's definitely the best prospect, but across the board, whether it's high school pitchers, definitely plenty of those as of now towards the top, and even some quality college hitters, whether that's Kevin Parada, the catcher from Georgia Tech, or Brooks Lee, the shortstop from Cal Poly, even Carter Young, the shortstop from Vanderbilt. All those guys are in the mix right now to be top 10 picks. So it's definitely going to be a stronger draft than this year was. And I think regardless of where the Pirates end up, currently have the fourth worst record, they're going to get a quality player. Regardless if they're in the top 10, top five, even maybe top three. So it's definitely a better draft class in 2022 than it was in 2021.
I got one more for you, too. We've talking about the new guys coming to the parts. How about guys in their system right now? Who do you think has the best chance of making a difference fairly quickly? I hear a lot of good things about O'Neill Cruz, about Quinn Priester, about Nick Gonzalez. Who among that group or maybe somebody else that you have your eye on in the Pirates system already?
Yeah, I mean, I think O'Neill Cruz is the hot name because he's also relatively close. He's a guy who probably should be in the big leagues at some point next year and does a lot of things well. Shortstop, who's going to stick at that position long term, can hit, can also hit with a lot of power as well from the left side of the plate. So I really like O'Neill Cruz. I think he's going to be a really good major league player. Nick Gonzalez, the first round pick last year, he's another one who could be in the major leagues some point next year. It really all depends how quickly the Pirates kind of want to push this and push their guys and where they feel like their kind of contending window is. But Nick Gonzalez, he's not necessarily the most flashy player, but as a second baseman, a guy who can hit, also has some ability to hit for power as well. He's another name I would watch as someone who's relatively close to being in the big leagues for the Pirates.
Dan, we appreciate the time, man. Great stuff. People can read all about these types of prospects at baseballprospectjournal.com. Thanks for taking the time, Dan.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.